Finding child care for infants and toddlers is nearly impossible in northern Michigan. That's because there's not enough slots or workers to meet the demand. Some large employers, like Munson Healthcare, are trying to fill the gap, but it's not enough. IPR's news director, Noelle Riley, reports.
Workers type away on their keypads at Haggerty Group in Traverse City. More than 50% of its workforce is under the age of 40, and the company knows there's a child care shortage.
We obviously recognize that this is a huge issue, and the demographic of our employees is young.
That's Gretchen Overbeek, Vice President of Human Resources at Haggerty. Her team called dozens of child care facilities trying to get a grasp on the issue.
We wanted to better understand the shortage and the need.
They found there's a huge demand for infant and toddler child care, and if new moms and dads can't find care, they may not come back to work. But offering child care to employees is costly and has tons of regulations. Plus, there's not enough licensed workers to take care of kids.
And that is also what prompted us to really put more weeks into our maternity leave. In addition, it prompted us to think about that phased return to work.
Haggerty might open a childcare facility for its employees, but it's in the infancy of that work.
But it's hard to pin down, you know, exactly when and what we would do. As you can imagine, it's a huge financial outlay, and so I think just making sure that it's the right time for our employee group.
For now, Haggerty expanded its paid maternity leave from 6 to 12 weeks. It offers other perks, like a free car seat to new parents. Britain Inc. is also trying to figure out what to do. The company has looked into opening an on-site childcare facility, but also found there aren't enough workers, says Britain Director of HR Jennifer Flick.
There's not that many people out there who want to do it.
The pay isn't great. It's around $11 to $13 an hour, and it's stressful. So what would help Britain?
A partner.
Flick says they're looking for a child care facility to work with. The company also reached out to the Traverse City area public schools to see if Northern Michigan's largest district wants to expand their child care. But Assistant Superintendent of Finance and Operations Christine Thomas Hill says they have enough staffing problems.
There's supply and demand, and if we had more workers, more credentialed staff, we'd be able to offer more. We'd like to be able to offer more. But the fact of the matter is we have openings that we've had since the beginning of the school year that we're filling with substitutes because we can't find people.
Munson Medical Center has offered childcare to its employees for 28 years. It partnered with Northwestern Michigan College 4 years ago to expand its program. Also, earlier this month, Munson opened a new daycare. Munson's child care director, Bridget Wilson, says businesses should consider it.
To have on-site child care for employees is just priceless. You know, we have nursing moms. They come back to work. They can, on their break, can come up and spend time with their children and nurse them. It's just really helps build a healthy bond from birth.
Mary Manor is the Great Start Collaborative Coordinator for Venture North. She estimates that there are roughly 500 infants and toddlers in the region who need care. And the costs are huge. Parents find themselves paying more than $1,200 a month.
People are paying as much for childcare as you would be paying to send your college student to college for a year.
That's just not affordable, she says. And apparently, it's not enough to keep daycare in business. Last week, Angel Care Preschool and Child Care announced it's closing its Old Mission facility. The problem? Not enough staff, says Angel Care Executive Director Karen Cooney.
I can't do it anymore. I can't make employees work so hard and so long and shuffle so much. It's just not good for the kids.
The upcoming closure will eliminate 12 slots for infants and toddlers. Cooney will merge the closed facility staff and kids with an Angel Care Center in Traverse City. The site on Old Mission was a new effort to add more child care. It opened in 2018. It will now close in June. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Noelle Riley.